Welcome to day 145. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, continuing on the theme of that which we're allowed to do and that which we're not allowed to do to trees and vines during Shemitah. Now, spoiler alert, the golden rule, the principle that will guide us throughout these next Mishnayos is that if you're doing it in order to enhance the tree during the Shemitah year, that is not allowed. But if you're only doing it to prevent damage, then that would be okay. So says Mishnah Hey, Amavkia Bazayas, one who cuts off branches from an olive tree, let's say you want to use the wood, lo yichapeh ba'afar, you shouldn't cover the spot of the cut. You shouldn't cover that with dirt, because apparently that would enhance its growth. But you're allowed to cover it with stones or with straw, because that would only prevent damage. Similarly, hakotzeitz koros shikma, one who cuts beams from a shikma, that's that very large sycamore tree. We learned a little bit about that in Meseches Kilaim. It was very common. You'd cut beams from it, because it was a vast tree, and you could really use the wood. It was very helpful, so people would cut it all the time. In that case, lo yichapeh ba'afar. Again, you're not allowed to cover the spot of the cut with dirt. Aval mechasu b'avanu b'kash, but you can cover it with stones and with straw in order so that it doesn't, in order to prevent damage. Now, in kotzin besulas shikma bashvias. But when it comes to a besula shikma meaning a shikma that has never been cut before. As we said, it was very common practice to cut parts of a sycamore. But if it's never been cut before, then that first cut will actually then enhance the growth of the tree afterwards. And therefore, you're not allowed to cut a sycamore tree for the first time during Shemitah, bipnei shehi avoda, because that is actual work during Shemitah. You're enhancing the produce, you're enhancing the tree, and that is not allowed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kedarko aser. You're not allowed to do it in the normal way. Regarding this Sula Shikma, this new sycamore tree, you can't cut it in the way that you normally would. But Ella O Magbia Asar Tefachim, but you can cut above 10 tefachim of the trunk, O Gomim Malaarts, or cut right of the part that's right, you know, right by the ground. Because when it comes to cutting a part of the sycamore tree for the first time in order to enhance its growth, that was usually done within that, a bit above the ground and below 10 tefachim. So if you do it from that area, then it clearly looks like you are trying to enhance the tree, and you will be enhancing the tree. But if you cut above or below, then that's fine. You're showing that you only want it for the wood, and your goal is not to enhance the tree, because it won't be enhanced in that way. That is Mishnah Hey. Now, Mishnah Vav, similar theme. Hamazanev bagifanim v'hakotzeitz kanim, one who cuts off certain parts of a grapevine, certain vines from a grapevine, v'hakotzeitz kanim, or reeds from straw that's growing in the field. In those cases, or something that will become straw, in those cases, oftentimes you do that in order to prune, you do it in order to enhance the rest of the crops. So if you cut off a shoot from a grapevine, you do it so that the rest of the grapevine grows more beautifully and more fully. So that's usually, and that obviously would not be allowed to be done during Shvi'is. So someone who's doing it during Shvi'is, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer Yarchik Tefach. You simply have to leave a tefach of space from the ground. You have to cut above a tefach from the ground, because the way you would enhance, the way you generally prune, is that you cut it at the source. So in this case, if you want to show that you're not doing it in order to enhance the produce, but instead you really want to use the shoot, you want to use whatever you're cutting off, then you just leave a tefach, because that's not the normal way that pruning for the purpose of enhancing would be done. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kotzitz Kedarko. No, doesn't have that concern. You can actually cut it normally. It can still be very clear that you're just using it for the straw or for the shoot, whatever it is. That was very common practice. You can cut normally, and even bekardom, obemagal, obemagira, obechol mashayirtzah. You can even do it in with all of the general tools that you use in the field. A kardom is an axe, or a magal is a sickle, a magira is a saw. But you can do whatever you want. It's all fine. Now, finally, ilan shenifshach. A branch, a part of a tree that has broken off, or there's a one of the limbs, so to say, one of the branches was severed. Kosher no sobash v'yis. You're allowed to tie it up together. Lo sheyala elish lo yosef. But you can't do it so well that it's going to, I guess, graft. I don't know the proper terminology. Is graft back together such that it will grow together and reattach itself and then grow stronger. But you're allowed to do it in a way elish lo yosef, so that the crack or the break doesn't continue to break further. So again, that same principle, that as long as it's not enhancing the tree, but simply preventing further damage, that would be okay. That is Mishnah Vav. We'll continue with Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.